Good morning. I have a story for you all today. The story is about a man who has two sons. One is named Carl, the other is named Cal. One day, the dad comes through and comes to Carl and says, "Carl, we had a big windstorm last night. Could you go out and rake up the leaves and put them into garbage bags so there's not leaves everywhere?" Well, Carl answers his dad, "Well, Dad, I'm working on this model airplane and I really want to get it finished today." So the dad goes and talks to the brother Cal, who's sitting on the couch watching TV. He says, "Cal, we had a big windstorm last night. Could you go out and rake up all these leaves, put them into trash bags, so that way the yard looks nice and clean?" And Cal answers, "Of course, Father, I'll do that." But after the father left, Carl begins thinking about what his dad asked him. And he realizes, "Well, I can go rake up all these leaves, and I'll still have plenty of time to finish my model airplane today." So he goes out and he starts raking up all the leaves. Dad comes home and he sees Carl out there raking the leaves. And he says, "Oh, Carl, thank you. You're doing what I asked you, but where's Cal?" And Carl answers, "Well, I don't know, Dad. Last time I saw Cal, he was sitting on the couch still watching TV." Now, which one, Carl or Cal, actually did what the father wanted? Right. Carl did. Even though he said that he wasn't going to, he was still able to do what his dad asked him. And that's what Jesus tells the chief priests in Israel. He tells a story about a man with two sons who needs them to work in his vineyard. The first son says no, but eventually does it. And the second son says yes, but never does. And what Jesus is trying to teach us here is, even if we say yes, but don't follow through with it, that's not the same thing as actually doing what the Father wants. When Jesus says things like, "Love your neighbor," he wants us to resoundingly say, "Yes, I will love my neighbor." But then we also need to follow through with it. And the same idea when Jesus says, "Come follow me," we should say, "Yes, Lord, I will," and then follow the example which Christ has set for us. We know that we don't always do that, but we pray that the Lord will give us the faith and the strength to be able to do what he asks of us. So let us close with prayer. Dear Jesus, we know that our words may be yes, but our actions are often no. Please give us the faith and the strength and the guidance to be able to both do and to say what you want of us. And all God's children said, Amen.